Here's a thought I'll title, If You Can See It, Too. Over the years, one of the consistent themes that I've talked about time and time again is this idea of using a camera more or less as a Xerox copy machine. And if that's what a camera is it really art? That becomes an operative question. Let me see if I can put this another way. If your photograph shows me what I could have seen had I been standing next to you at the moment of exposure, how does your photograph bring me something new, something from you, something that I might, as a viewer, value? If you're simply showing me what something looks like, then what has your artwork contributed to my life? After all, I could simply travel to the same places that you've traveled to and see the same landscapes or the same sunsets or the same exotic peoples. And if that's the case, then your pictures of those landscapes, those sunsets, those exotic people aren't showing me anything from your artistic center. They're just showing me something about your calendar, about your travels, about your access, maybe even about your bank account that you can afford such travel away from work and family and home. But if that's what I'm supposed to get by looking at your artwork, it really hasn't contributed very much other than I might be jealous of you. I might say, gosh, I wish I could go to those places with a nice, big, expensive camera and see those kinds of things and photograph them. But I don't think that's what the nature of art making is all about. It's a use of a camera, no question about it. Family snapshots on vacation come to mind. But that's not an artistic use of a camera, where the photographer shows me something new, something from themselves, the way they interpret life and the world and the scene and the environment and the people and places they live, something of value. I don't mean to paint this as a all one way or another sort of discussion, because it's clearly not. But illustrating this is not as easy as I'd hoped it was going to be. But perhaps here's a way to think about it. If you and I were walking on a trail through the forest, you may not see something that to me seems like an obvious photographic composition. So I want to stop and take a picture of it. And you might say, oh, gosh, I never saw that. Suddenly, somehow, that potential artwork with the image I'm about to make might contribute something to you by expanding your creative vision, allowing you to connect with the world in a way that you wouldn't have connected with. But if there's a third person who happens to be with us, who sees exactly what you as a photographer sees, they're not likely to get much innovative, much new, much of value, because they can see it too. Somehow it always feels to me like an artistic use of a camera has to go beyond simply showing what something looks like. There has to be something that connects me with what? Truth and beauty, reality, experience, somehow or another. One of the high points of my photographic life was shortly after I published the Made of Steel book, the pictures of the greasy machine shops and tools and the guys and all that stuff. And a friend of mine, who is also a photographer, told me this story. He had had a problem with his car, and he pulled into a local garage to have them work on it. And since there wasn't anything else for him to do, he found himself sort of walking around the garage while they were working on his car, and he was just looking at what was there. And he told me the story later that he realized he was seeing the garage in an entirely new way after having seen my photographs. That story, to me, kind of illustrates how sticky this issue is. Because my pictures weren't particularly philosophical or innovative. They were more or less straight photography. But it demonstrated to him a new way to see that subject matter. And in that regard, I felt a certain success in my art project because I was able to change the way he saw the world. Someone else might have had a completely different experience and simply looked at the garage and the tools and all of that and thought, yeah, no big deal. and then seen my photographs and say, yeah, no big deal. So whether or not the work rises to the level of artwork and has an impact on somebody that makes it valuable, to some degree is a function of what they bring to viewing your images, as much as it is what you bring in making them. That said, we as artists, as photographers, are not in control of what people bring to our work. But if we are simply showing them what they could see if they were standing next to us, that might indicate there's something else we could explore in our art life that might bring a little more value to our potential audience.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.